Welcome to the Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box,
CKDJ's longest running show.
I'm Josh. That's Greg. This is Connor.
Let's go.
We're back.
Flawless execution.
I think it's like 3 for 3.
It is.
Someone has a really loud mic right now.
Connor,
I don't know
talks
who it is.
Is it me?
Probably is.
I think we'll just leave.
That's okay. We'll leave.
Until somebody else. Welcome back, Gregory.
Thank you.
How was the fake COVID?
Ruined
our plans.
So people who are just tuning in to the Press Box. I haven't been here in a week. Because I thought I had COVID. I took a rapid test that said I was positive. Turns out I'm not. Because I took a real one, a PCR test, and they said I wasn't negative. So we messed up the plans. We were going to go see the Bills Chiefs at Connor's house, but that fell through because we thought I had COVID. It was a sad weekend, but it was a good weekend
because the Bills won.
Yeah, right. I don't think I would have been loud in Connor's house again after what I did to him in 2K and PGA Tour and chess.
I just don't know why.
And on his driveway.
No, I don't understand why you lie on the press box.
Like, there's photo evidence.
You know that didn't happen, and now you're just coming on here.
I have a witness. Okay. I sent him the photos.
I did see the snapshots.
Oh, now you're both lying.
No, it was real. We only...
All right, let's get into the NFL.
Right away, trade deadline today.
Yeah, big
so,
day.
Indeed, brother.
I mean, Chubb's gone to the Dolphins.
So
looks pretty good.
Let's get into the big deals that happened so far today. And I was telling Josh this on the way here. The NFL trade deadline usually sucks. Nothing really happens. Versus, like, if you look at the NFL or the NBA trade deadline, it's always, it's very, action-packed, as Josh, And there's usually, stars are usually on the move. That never really happens with the NFL. So this one was kind of weird, kind of an anomaly, but it was fun. Bradley Chubb was traded to the Dolphins for a 2023 first, which was San Francisco's pick that they traded to the Dolphins. A 2024 fourth, and Chase Edmonds. The Dolphins really needed a pass rusher badly because they kind of can't get any pressure onto the quarterback unless they're blitzing like 6-7 guys. So Bradley Chubb's really going to help with that. He had a career-high 12 sacks in his rookie year, and this year he has 5.5 so far in, how many games have they played?
Seven games.
So he's a big addition for the Dolphins, who are trying to get back into the they're trying to make the back half of the wild card round in the playoffs, because as you know, Tua was out for a few weeks because he got injured like 3 times. But now he's back, and the Dolphins actually look pretty good. Now they have a pretty good roster, good pass rusher. They needed that because they couldn't really get pressure before. So good deal for the Dolphins. Not gonna lie, they look pretty good. I'm a little worried about them, to be honest. I still think we're better, but
who are you more scared of, Kansas or Dolphins now?
Oh, Kansas City easily. I mean the Dolphins are. We're still gonna beat the Dolphins, but they have Tua. Come on.
Well, we didn't beat the Dolphins yet.
I mean,
it would beat the Chiefs.
Circumstances were crazy.
Yeah, the sun. I mean, come on.
The sun. And then what? I think Dolphins lost their next 2 home games.
Yeah.
It was cooler.
To be fair, their next 2 games were at night. Their home games were at night.
That one guy went to the Ravens as well, off the Bears.
Oh, Roquan Smith.
That looks good. Like,
yeah,
a good
Roquan
trade as
Smith.
Well.
He got traded to the Ravens, and the Ravens needed they get linebacker help. They have Patrick Queen, who they drafted in the first round. Like,
their defense is looking scary.
2 years ago? Yeah, their defense is really good. It's always been pretty good in the Ravens' defense. They just got rid of their defensive coordinator the last year, Wink Martindale. He's now in the Giants, and he's done a good job there. And I don't know who the Ravens' defensive coordinator is at the moment, but now they look really good. They have a lot of playmakers on defense. And they get Roquan Smith, who was leading the league in tackles he was second in the league in tackles the last 5 seasons now, and he's leading the league in tackles as of right now. So, big addition for them to get a good inside linebacker to help Patrick Queen out and try to stop the run game a little better, because they've had a tough time this year with that. And their pass defense also hasn't been very good this year. And now they get a nice pass coverage linebacker in Roquan Smith.
So should we be worried about Ravens come playoff time, or is that easy as well?
My thing with the Ravens is they usually have a pretty good defense, and their offense is really hard to stop because, as we know, Lamar is, he's like one of the toughest quarterbacks to game plan against because their run scheme is power run scheme. A lot of read options and stuff. Either Lamar takes it, or you hand it off to the running back, or you can play action out of that. Hit Mark Andrews, who's also like a matchup nightmare at tight end. So he's tough to stop. The Ravens offense as a whole is tough to stop. But so far, we haven't seen Lamar play like a really good playoff game yet. In his how many years he's been in the league? 5 years now. In his 5 years, he hasn't really played a great playoff game. He's only won 1 playoff game in 5 seasons. And, he looks kind of unproven. As we know, the Bills beat them in the playoffs 2 years ago, and Lamar didn't look good in that game either. So I think it's more of a question of if Lamar's good, they can definitely go far, but we've got to see how Lamar is going to look in the playoffs. And he's looking for a contract too. So if he wants a big contract, he's got to perform this year, which in the season he has, he's been one of the best quarterbacks.
I think he still deserves the contract he's asking for.
Oh, I agree. I would give it to him too. Lamar's like one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Because otherwise he's walking.
Yeah. And like if you're the Ravens, you know, draft that guy in the first round 5 years ago. You don't want him to walk. He's your star quarterback. He's like a top five quarterback now too. And the quarterback play in general this year, it's really declined. There's really only like five really good quarterbacks in the league at the moment, and if that, there's maybe three or four.
I was gonna say like three.
Yeah, there's Mahomes, Allen.
Whoa! Allen, Mahomes.
Never
put Mahomes above Allen.
I'm trying to think of who else is
Herbert.
Herbert has been terrible this year. So it's Allen, Mahomes, Burrow's been pretty good. He had a tough game in last night. Yeah. Besides that, he's been pretty good.
Cooper Rush.
Definitely not Cooper Rush.
Cooper Rush. Last pod, we were all on. You were gassing Cooper Rush. I even said I'd buy a Cooper Rush jersey. Thank God.
Yeah, we said if they beat the Eagles. Philly, Philly, that we were all going to get Cooper Rush jerseys.
Hey, he almost made the comeback in the second half.
Depends what's the description of almost three.
We were down 20-0 and we lost like 26-17.
I mean, I guess there was a little bit of
could be worse.
It definitely wasn't great. I think Cooper Rush kind of got exposed as
that is worse.
He kind of showed why he's not, you know, a great quarterback and why he's a backup and not a starter. And now Dak's back and he's played pretty well since he came back too. Josh, what do you think of Dak so far?
I'm happy we're getting wins, so that's what matters.
It's true, yeah.
Just another big trade that, who was it? That Lions tight end Hawkinson?
I got to talk about this one.
When did you start learning players from other teams?
Well, it's trade deadline. I knew Press Box was coming back today. I did some research. I went on my my Woj grind today, just of every league. You know, they're calling me Adam Schefter, actually, today.
Adam Schefter?
Oh.
That's awkward.
Yeah, him. Yep. Him. Sorry.
Okay, so the Lions they deal their tight end TJ Hockenson TJ Hockenson a 2023 fourth, a 2024 conditional fourth to the Vikings for a second round pick in 2023 and a 2024 fourth. So TJ Hockenson, the Lions used a top 10 pick on him in 2019, and just like that, he's out the door. So I don't really know what the
to
Lions
a divisional rival.
Yeah, exactly. They traded him to a team in their division who they have a rivalry with. I'm not too sure why they would do
that.
They
must have overpaid. Like, they must think that the Vikings overpaid for him.
It has to be that, or yeah, they just didn't want to re-sign him because his deal is going to be up after this year, and they can pick up his fifth-year option, or they can just let him play out the year, and then they just won't sign him. So I guess they just didn't want to re-sign him.
Vikings TD went down injured as well, or tight end went down injured as well.
Oh, yeah, Irv Smith. Yeah, he's out for, like, 10 weeks or something like that. Something crazy.
So it was a good pickup for the Vikings.
Yeah, it was, for sure, because now they have good – I mean, the Vikings just have playmakers all over their offense. They have Dalvin Cook, a running back.
Kirk Justin Cousins.
Definitely not Kirk Cousins.
He's solid, looking good this year.
No, he's looking solid, yeah, but they have Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, now they have TJ Hockenson.
Really the definition of the most mediocre quarterback in the NFL.
He's just so
mid. You like that?
He's just so mid.
That's why
he's literally like a 500 record.
Yeah.
It's like literally 500.
He's just mid.
Yeah.
He'll never be like great. He'll always be like solid, but I don't think he'll ever take the next step to become like a Super Bowl winner or anything.
He's got,
how old is he now? Surely he's like
32.
He has a ring, doesn't he?
33.
Kirk Cousins?
No, he doesn't.
I mean, he does. I mean, have you seen him iced out? But I don't think he has a Super Bowl ring.
Definitely not a Super Bowl ring, no. He's never won a Super Bowl because before he was on the Vikings,
he got one when he was on the Eagles or something.
He was never on the Eagles.
Oh, then I'm thinking of a different guy.
Yeah, he was.
Maybe Nick Foles you're thinking of.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
I think that's who I'm thinking.
But yeah, before he was on the Vikings, he was on the now the Commanders. He was on the Redskins before. Now the Commanders, the Washington Commanders, because the name is offensive. So now it's the Commanders.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Yes, exactly. I'm trying not to get canceled. So, now I really don't know. They spent a top 10 pick on him. I think it's just kind of odd that you pick a guy in the top 10. I think he was like eighth pick or something like that. And now you're just going to trade him for nothing, basically.
Lions are just trash and will always be
trash.
Yeah,
they're just a poverty franchise. They're just, I don't know what they're
doing. I mean, they're in Detroit. You got to give them some slack.
Yeah.
But it's not looking good.
Yeah, definitely not. And it's just been tough.
The other one I just wanted to bring up was the Canadian, Chase Claypool, gone to the Bears.
Speaking of that, he got traded for a second round pick. Pittsburgh was shopping him around. I didn't think he'd go to the Bears. I thought he would go
like
to a good
the
team.
Packers. Why are they not doing anything?
Apparently Packers offered the same package and they turned it down.
They didn't want to. I guess. That's interesting. I don't know.
Aaron Rodgers must be so cheesed.
Yeah, he probably is.
To be fair, actually, no, it makes sense because I mean, the Bears are going to be worse than the Packers. Actually, yeah, they're not even worse. They're not even going to be worse than the Packers. The Bears have like a similar record to the Packers. I was going to say the Bears are going to be worse.
Well, the Bears just traded one of their best linebackers, so
they're probably going to be worse. Yeah, and they just traded Robert Quinn. He was their best pass rusher. He had like 18 sacks last year. They traded him to the Eagles. Mm-hmm. The Eagles are just loading up on guys too. They made a few moves. I think they're going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl this year.
I've been calling Bills Eagles Super Bowl since first episode I've been on, bro.
Yeah, and it's looking like the case. They look pretty dominant. Jalen Hurts looks good. A.J. Brown, who they just got from Tennessee in the offseason, he looks like a number one receiver now.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense is really good now. They really don't allow anything. Darius Slay's like, he's asserting himself as one of the best corners in the league.
Yeah, he's nice. He's nice.
Yeah, he was really good in Detroit all those years, and then he came to Philly, and he wasn't really good in Philly his first year, and now I think it's his second or third year in Philly, and he's looked really good. He's been locking down everybody, and they have James Bradbury on the other side.
But the king is returning. Trey White. He's coming back soon.
Trey White has been
the king is
activated.
Coming back to shut all you guys up. Trayvon Diggs, shh. Sauce, shh. Darius Slay, shh. The king is coming back.
So Tre'Davious White has been activated off the physically unable to perform list today. So he's now eligible to play. He could have played against the Packers last week, but they said he wasn't ready, so they put him back on the PUP list.
So now he
might come back this week. We still don't know if he's going to play, but he might. But as long as they get him reps before the playoffs, it's cool. I don't really care when he plays, as long as he gets in some reps. That's good news for us Bills fans. I mean, we don't really need him at this point, to be honest.
Well,
our defense has been really good.
I'd take him.
No, I'll take him any day, but I'm just saying.
Mike Hyde can come back, too.
This defense has already been, like, one of the best units in the league, and now you're adding a all-pro corner.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with Elam.
Kyer Elam,
yeah. Yeah, who stepped in for Mika there. Right? Is he playing Mika's position?
He's playing... So Micah plays free safety.
Yeah.
And he's out for the year. Unfortunately, he had a neck injury, so that sucks. But
the GOAT.
And Kyer Elam's playing corner, so he took...
Oh, I thought we were putting him in...
No, he's playing corner, and then Damar Hamlin plays free
safety
now.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, he's been our backup safety for the last 2 years now.
Yes.
And he's stepped up. He's played well, too.
Yes.
Dane Jackson, Kyer Elam, those two played well at corner.
Johnson, best.
Yeah, Taron Johnson.
Best slot corner in the NFL.
League. Yeah, exactly. He's been really good. And then Von Miller.
My God.
That guy's been unreal.
Oh, my God.
I know people
it makes
said
me
we overpaid
so
for him.
Happy.
I know people said we overpaid for him because he's a bit older
I was
now.
One of those people.
Yeah, so was I. I thought so. I thought we overpaid for him, too. If he's going to play like this,
I looked at the contract. I looked at the contract when he first signed him. I'm like, 40?
Yeah, I'm like,
40?
It's a lot of money
for 40?
A 32-year-old guy.
40? And now I'm like, 40? That's a steal.
He's tied for the league-leading sacks at the moment.
Oh, my gosh. I love Vaughn.
And Gregor Schultz has been good, too.
But I wish we would have picked up, I wish we would have picked up McCaffrey.
That would have been nice.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah. We didn't even talk about that. The Niners got McCaffrey.
We've been gone for a long time.
Yeah, we have been.
2 weeks, pretty much.
Niners got McCaffrey for... It wasn't for much. It was a few picks.
Second.
Like that.
It was a couple seconds.
Yeah, it was a second round pick and I think a fifth and a fourth. Yeah. So he didn't really go for anything. The Niners now have a really good... I mean, the Niners have superstars all over the field. They are... I think they're the only threat to the Eagles in the NFC. If Jimmy can play well, big if. I want to see him play well because it's just annoying to watch him throw. I don't like watching bad football, so it just annoys me when I see him throw terrible picks after terrible picks.
And when you look that good, you got to play that good.
Exactly.
You know?
He's a very handsome guy. You know, he's got to play good. But, you know, he's just not.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, he had a great game against the Rams this week. McCaffrey actually had 3 touchdowns in that game.
Yeah, receiving.
1 rushing, passing.
And 3, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
Like, oh my gosh.
People
I would love
him. Forgot
how
good McCaffrey was because he kind of was injured for a few years. But when he's healthy, one of the best running backs in the league.
The reason why I wanted him, because I remember like 3 years ago when Saquon was injured, we passed up on him. Yeah. He was going for it first. We passed up on him. I'm like, please don't do this again with McCaffrey.
Yeah.
We did it again. And now I know only one game, but he looked pretty damn good.
Yeah, I mean, he's going
to
be really
And
good
if we
them.
Weren't getting him, I wanted us to get Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, I was
Cuz you could you imagine if we got Kareem Hunt and then he got as good as he was when he was on the Chiefs?
Yeah, I mean,
that
he's
would
still
just been
really good.
So sweet.
He just plays behind Nick Chubb right now in Cleveland, so he doesn't get the opportunities, but he's still like a really good running back.
Yeah, I would have loved him.
He's definitely going to make money too. I don't know where he's going to sign in the offseason, but we'll see. But yeah, that's been the segment. When we come back,
can we talk about one more thing?
Yeah.
Just quickly?
Yeah,
just quickly Odell, go. Just Odell.
Where do you think he's
Where
gonna
does
go?
He go? Exactly. Where does he go? I hope. Bills, like, let's go. Packers, probably.
I think he should go to the Packers, but the Packers haven't done anything.
Like, I want him at
they
the Bills.
Tried
would
to
you
do anything.
Would you take him at the Bills?
I would.
We could run him third.
I don't really think we need him, but we definitely could take him.
Like, let's be honest. He was Super Bowl MVP last year if he didn't get injured.
Yeah, probably. He was playing really good in the first half. I think he had, like, 5 catches and, like, 60 yards and a touchdown in the first half. So, If he stays healthy, he probably could have won Super Bowl MVP last year. And
think about how good we would be.
We would be very nice.
Diggs, Davis, Odell, and then McKenzie, who's been playing. I mean, he stepped it up last game, but
yeah, he's better than the Chiefs.
That'd be sick.
But besides that,
Josh, right. Odell, just before he cut it, where is he going?
Where are we going?
Don't say the Cowboys.
No, he's probably going to go wherever he's going to pay him the most. Whatever team will pay him.
You don't think he wants? You don't think he values a ring more?
Dude,
he
got screwed last year.
I guess he did get one last year.
Bitcoin thing.
Yeah, because they paid him in Bitcoin, and Bitcoin's worth nothing anymore.
Well, that's his fault.
That is his fault. He did all he's like, can you pay me in this? Yeah. He
played himself.
100%, but still, now he's going to go get the bag.
Yeah.
Like he needs it. Anyways.
I mean, more money's more money. Anyway, okay. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the NBA. And Josh, your Lakers got your first win finally. We'll talk about that.
Steve Nash as well.
Yeah, we'll get on to that after these quick few messages.
Landry Shamet. Landry Shamet will be brought up.
No, we're not talking about that. Please stay tuned for the next segment on the Press Box.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box.
CKDJ's longest running show.
I'm Josh. That's Greg. This is Connor. And we're back.
We killed
NBA.
It.
Yeah, we always kill it.
Yep.
That's just
flawless down.
Execution.
Yeah, we got it down. Did it once like a few weeks ago, and it's just been perfect every time.
It's just kind of stuck. But Josh, the Lakers, they finally got their first win.
Bro.
And
embarrassing.
Before we start with anything, Josh, do you think this is accustomed to Russell Westbrook coming off the bench for the first time?
I think it's no.
You don't think so?
I think they just.
Because that was like his best game of the season.
I know, but they also just didn't shoot absolutely terrible.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. They were shooting 15%.
You know what actually could fix your field goal percentage?
Not Landry Shamet.
Landry Shamet.
No, we're not. The amount of times Landry Shamet's name has been mentioned on this podcast in the last few weeks is more than anybody's ever talked about Landry Shamet.
Here's my brain cells.
I just want to call out Josh for a second because I remember like probably second
Back
episode.
Back up from your mic.
Probably.
You're blowing the...
Sorry. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm just passionate about this because like second episode I was on, Josh was saying Lakers were title contenders. And
there's still so much.
They're one in what are they? 1-7?
1-5.
1-5. And they're celebrating like that after their first win. That just shows a lack of mentality,
bro. It was their head coach's first career win as a head coach.
Okay,
that's why they celebrated. Like
good,
that.
He did his job. That's why he's getting paid a lot of money.
He's not getting paid that much money.
Well, I certainly hope not after an 0-5 start.
Anyways, no, the reason the fingers to be pointed at is the front office. Jeannie Buss, what do you mean? Dude, look what Pelinka signed in the offseason. He signed no one. We have AD, Braun, Russ, and you don't sign a single jump shooter. Our best jump shooter is Matt Ryan.
The quarterback?
Not the quarterback. No.
That's where he went after he got released.
No. Some guy from, he was in the G League for a few years, but he's our best shooter, and this is his first year playing in the NBA.
How is this Conway Anderson played?
Terrible.
Bad? No, that's not good.
Not good at all.
You should have brought back Malik Monk. I've been saying this.
Trust me. When he signed to the Kings, I was punching air.
Why would you go to the Kings?
Because he can go get a bag.
Money, man.
Oh, my God.
It's not about winning for these guys. It's about money.
This is pathetic.
There's a handful of guys that want to win nowadays. And it's
yeah,
really
not a lot of them.
You should have got Buddy Hield.
We're sitting there because Miles Turner actually said this in a press conference. It was kind of funny. He was like, the Lakers should trade for me and Buddy. Like, he really wants out of Indiana. He's like, get me in a Lakers jersey.
I don't blame him. He'd probably be sick in a Lakers jersey.
Dude, I want him and Buddy because Buddy's streaky, but getting passes from Braun and Russ, it'll be helpful.
Well,
and then Miles Turner can shoot the three.
That's back at getting passes from Braun because Russ deserves to be on the bench.
He does. He's off the bench now. Sixth man of the year.
Yes.
Incoming.
Okay.
Don't make me say the name again. But we all know who I'm going to say.
Dude, he's like the 10th man on the Suns.
I don't even think he plays.
He gets garbage minutes. He's tragic.
I'm not going to say it.
Anyway,
you told me not
Lakers
to say it. Say
playing
it.
Bad. Nets also playing really bad. Leading into today, Steve Nash got fired.
They're looking to sign Ime
Udoku.
Which is like, okay.
Yeah, very questionable.
Yes, bring him up!
It's going to be really
bring
funny.
Bring him up!
He's played some minutes, but he's averaging what? Six points?
6 points a game.
How many minutes? How many minutes? 15?
We're looking for the audio listeners. We're looking up Landry Shamet's stats.
Anyways,
in the fourth quarter.
Anyways, continue.
No, he's not. Anyways, Steve Nash got fired today because obviously the Nets also have had a very, very, very bad start to the season. They're 1-5, 1-6 now as well.
Crap.
They also just have poor roster construction, in my opinion, but definitely have a better roster than the Lakers do at the moment. And, they're going to sign Celtics former head coach Ime.
Which is
how
interesting.
How do you feel about that?
It's really interesting because Now I'm even more interested in what happened. Like, if he's getting job offer, obviously.
I think he was suspended by the Celtics organization. He wasn't suspended by the league.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but
technically, because he's on a new, now, he can coach if he wanted to, like, right away.
The Celtics are gonna release him, but I think what's gonna happen as soon as he signs, within like a week, the Celtics are gonna release the whole case.
Yeah.
They're going to release all
and he's going to get fired.
The Nets are going to be like, what did we just get ourselves
into?
They're
going to throw him under the bus, yeah.
That's actually gonna be smart, because, really, you know.
Yeah, you just want them to sell, like,
divisional rival.
Yeah, well, kind of, but, I mean, not really.
Conference.
No, they're in the division, but.
Okay, I got that right.
They got swept last year by the Celtics, so the Celtics don't really care. They're not worried about them. Yeah. So, another note, the Jazz team I thought was going to be, like, bottom
in
the league.
Like, one of the best teams in the league.
Dude, they're, like, what, 6-2?
Sexton's got that dog in him.
Yeah, he does.
He is.
Like, I have a nickname for him, but I don't think I can say it on air.
Please don't.
So,
if you want...
unfiltered, though, like, unlike Connor.
If you want unfiltered basketball talk, free throw line extended on all platforms.
Facts. Actually, let's bring that up, too. Ben Simmons, go back to the Nets for a second. He sucks.
Yeah, he's
what
horrible.
Else is new?
He's so
he's
bad.
Actually horrific.
Like, this guy actually...
I think he's scared to shoot.
He makes
the ball.
Me so angry. Like, he was so good. What happened?
And he was fun to watch before. Now he's just...
Why are you so trash?
Like, you know what's bad? When Kyrie Irving's telling you to shoot the basketball when you're doing a layup.
Yeah.
How about the Trailblazers?
Let's not even bring up Kyrie.
Oh, we're getting into them. Don't worry. No. We'll get into that. They have a good team.
Is Dame actually going to, like, go somewhere in the playoffs, maybe?
So, I think...
I'd cry.
I think they still get bounced.
Don't say that.
Depending who they play. Like, if they play, like, Timberwolves or Pelicans, I think they could beat them. But, like, if they get matched up with, like, the Nuggets, Grizzlies, like, some of these other teams, I think they get bounced.
Has Zion played yet this year?
He has. He got hurt again, though. He has a hip contusion.
This guy is, like, friggin'
made. No, he had a really bad fall.
It was bad, yeah.
Okay, so
he went up, and, like, the guy, like, pumped
it. Zion?
He got undercut.
Zion, I'm sorry. I didn't see the injury.
He, like, jumped over a guy, but his legs hit him, and he just, like, fell right on his hip. But he's also, like, 300 pounds falling on his hip, so it's really bad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so Bucks obviously
is that the
disgusting.
Cavs? Cavs are
The Cavs. Cavs I'm super good. Happy they're playing well because I like this team a lot. They have a good, really good roster.
Yes.
Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland. Garland's been out. He hasn't been playing.
Yeah, I know.
They just had a really good comeback too against the Celtics. Celtics went up like 17. They won in overtime. Caris LeVert, 41 points.
Oh,
when you have Caris LeVert
dropping
coming in as
40.
Your sixth or seventh man, you're a deep team because that guy's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, Timberwolves experiment has not been going well for them.
What is the Timberwolves experiment?
They got Rudy Gobert, Mr. Trash. He's been playing really bad. And
favorite
I'm happy
person on
it.
This show.
Woo! my top five Jamal Murray hot take was it's not looking too good for me right now, but there's a lot of basketball we played.
It's still early.
Yeah.
Even Jokic said he's going to be really bad for 20 games. And I agree with that statement.
How's Banchero looking? Because the Magic
really
are doing too
disgusting,
well.
Disgusting, bro. Yeah. He looks like a 10-year
He's averaging like 22 points a game.
He looks like a 10-year
so the Magic
bet.
Must be booty.
They are. They're really bad. Bol Bol is actually getting minutes. That's kind of cool to see.
Oh, my God.
I did see that, yeah.
That Luka thing is just so disrespectful. Did you see that?
Yeah, when he like bodied him
and then,
a little post-fade.
And then
the too small? Oh yeah. No, Luka's a savage, man. I hope the Mavs start getting going because I think they're going to have a good year. But they have to start getting going early.
Oh, wait.
They've struggled.
Do the...
But dude, like, look at the bottom. The Lakers get all the hate. Warriors have been bad. Clippers have been bad. Mavs have been bad.
Do the Wizards,
all the teams we thought were going to be good have not started well.
Do the Wizards?
But
still
that's
have...
fine. Like they all know it's
it's still early.
It's a marathon, so they're good.
Not marathon, a not a sprint.
Do the Wizards still have my boy Thomas Satoransky?
I don't think so.
No, I hate that guy. No, never bring him up.
What
either.
Do you mean,
bro? He owns Canada. He's the reason we didn't make.
He's
the reason we didn't make the Olympics.
Step back game winner at the Olympics.
I hate that
Josh
guy.
Josh will never like him ever again.
It's sad.
Hate him. He owns our country.
He does.
I hate it.
I hope not.
He claimed our country.
Well,
okay. And then in the East, a lot of teams, you know.
Let's see this.
Pretty, kind of suspected. Raptors have looked really good.
Yeah.
Their good. Defense is elite. That being said, they're probably still a first-round bounce.
Yeah. I don't think we have the depth.
No, you guys, that's the thing. You do have the depth. It's going to come down to Pascal if he's really the MVP candidate he's looking like right now.
Well, I mean, if they do make the...
Can he take over?
Didn't he say he was going to be good this year? Pascal did.
Yeah, he
like,
said he wants to be a top five player, and he's looking like it. He's averaging like 27, so like 8 and 10 or something. Like he's flinting triple-double.
I mean, if the Raptors in the first round, who are they going to face? Like, who do you think?
I think they're going to be around 4
like
or 5.
Bulls, the Hornets?
So they'll be 4 or 5, so they'll probably play like... I'm going to say probably like the Sixers.
Yeah, we're going to bounce by the Sixers.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Sixers beat you guys last year.
But isn't – who do they have at the one? Fred and Malachi?
No, they don't even do that. They run Freddie, and then they bring in Gary Trent off the bench. And then they run a lineup of Gary Trent, Scotty Barnes, Pascal, OG, and then whoever they want at the five, and any of them can play point guard.
Yeah. Chris Boucher?
Yeah.
Precious?
Yeah,
the whole
exactly.
lineup is just very, like, athletic.
It's big ball.
Athletic, can play defense. They have a fun roster to watch. Just beautiful basketball.
Bulls.
So let's go into Portland, because this team has been shock. Damian Lillard. He's one of those guys everyone loves.
I want to say we...
he's been out. He got hurt, unfortunately.
Yeah, we rated him low. When we were discussing just man-to-man, our top five
you
point
rated
guards,
him low. I said he was top five.
I don't think you said he was top five.
I did. I put him over my... I definitely put him over Chris Paul. I know that.
Anyways,
Chris Paul.
Fine. Whatever you say. I'll take your word for it. But I guess I kind of disrespected Dame.
Right now, I think he's balling. Up there in MVP conversation.
Wait, let me see this team.
I hope he has a really good. He's injured right now, so he hasn't been playing. He's out for like two more weeks. I have him on fantasy.
He didn't play. The Blazers look good though.
They do because Anthony Simons, disgusting.
Yeah, and he got a big contract too. So he's
you got a big
good.
Contract. Yeah. Hit a 22-point quarter earlier, I think last week, and he can jump, bro. That guy.
I hope he can.
No, he has like scary bounce.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in the dunk contest like 2 years ago.
Yeah. And he won it somehow.
It was a terrible dunk contest, though.
But yeah, I think Portland is going to have a sneaky good year. The Jeremy Grant pickup, I think, was one of the low-key biggest pickups of the offseason.
Yeah, I feel like he's been, like, really underrated for the last few years. Like, he averages, like, 18 points a game.
That's true.
Well, he was in OKC before that, right?
He was on OKC, but, like, a long time. He was on OKC, then he was in Denver, and then he was in Detroit, and now he's on Portland. I think he's just an elite guy. As like a role player, probably like one of the better role players you could ever get in the league.
Yeah.
And also some of their other young guys, like that Shaedon Sharpe guy, he's been really good for them. He's been playing really good basketball.
Is that,
he jumps like crazy and just plays really good basketball without the ball. How much time we got? Because I also want to talk about Trae Young.
I only got 3 minutes.
So Trae Young.
Yep.
On our other podcast, Free Throw and Extended, go check it out on YouTube.
On all platforms.
Me and Andrew were talking about how the Hawks can be really good, but Trae Young needs to be a Steph Curry being able to move without the ball. He has not been able to do that at all this year.
Yeah.
And people always think it's easy to play without the ball. It's a really hard thing to learn, and Trae Young's clearly struggling with it. When he doesn't have the ball, he looks like a chicken with his head cut off.
Yeah. He's just running around? Just running around?
No, that's the thing. He doesn't run around. He just stands there.
He's very ball dominant. When he doesn't have the ball, he just doesn't look like he's playing basketball. Like,
yeah, he just doesn't know what to do. Like, he doesn't make any movement, and it's not good.
Get him in the gym with Brickley,
Get him in the gym with Curry, man. If I'm him, I'm calling Curry every offseason and be like, hey, man, can we go?
Because Curry's like probably one of the best point guards in the league, or just players in the league at moving without the ball. Like he knows
He's the best.
Probably one of the best all time of moving
he's
without the ball.
Probably the best all time, I think. He knows how to make the defense.
He knows where to go.
Huh?
Kobe was good without the ball. Better than Curry?
What kind of joke is that?
Who is
Kobe had the ball 24/7.
No, he passed when he passed. No, Kobe when he made that one pass to Meta World Peace, he was good without the ball.
That one pass, which
the one pass where he was like, "I'm going to trust my teammate," for like one of the first times of my life. Rest in peace.
Yeah,
Kobe.
He passed it to Ron Artest, and he changed his name after that. He was like, "Well,
that pretty much wraps up for the NBA. There's not really much going on. Just some surprises. The Jazz have been disgusting.
I feel bad for my Canadian goat, Steve Nash. Hope he gets a team. Lakers might have to sign him.
No.
Is he even a good coach, or is he just big name?
Big name. People thought he was going to be a good coach.
He definitely wouldn't have got hired if his name wasn't Steve Nash. I'll say that.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. But I like Steve Nash, you know?
Steve Nash is a good guy.
He's a goat. But, like, Chauncey Billups is, like, you know, showing what ex-player coaches should be like, you know?
Yeah.
Also, this doesn't mean anything, but Bojan Bogdanović signed a 2-year deal extension with the Pistons for $40 million.
Bro, depression. I was so sad when the Pistons got him.
Yeah, he's a good player, but he's playing Detroit.
Lakers,
he's gonna rot.
I was like, Lakers, bro. Yeah. What do you guys just stop holding on to your picks?
If you can't wait, they traded for him. I thought they signed him.
No, they traded.
I was gonna say if you can't get someone to go to Los Angeles over Detroit, you gotta retire. But
no,
if you can't get someone to go to Los Angeles over, I guess Sacramento's pretty close.
We also have another Spurs situation erupting with Kawhi in LA. He's all pissed because they keep holding him out, and he wants to be playing, and they're like, no, 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 you're just going to sit out.
Shouldn't have left the Raptors.
Like he might be dipping.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Imagine he comes back to Toronto. The guy's going to get his plan.
I don't think
Toronto.
He'd ever come back to Toronto.
He's going
to
be coming to the Lakers.
Why won't he ever come back to Toronto? He's a fun guy.
I don't think he wants to move to another country again.
Yeah, but he's a fun guy.
Even though he got offered all the free food in the freaking world.
He did.
Yeah, and he got a plant named after him.
And they offered him a house.
They did. They offered him literally anything you could ever offer somebody.
Yeah, they're like, Kawhi, we'll do everything you can. We'll probably tamper
the
like
world
crazy,
was
hey.
Such a better place when Kawhi was on the Raptors.
He wanted to go home. I get it.
And you know what? The best part is we weren't even that mad about it. We understood.
I wasn't mad about it at all. I was like, hey, you got us a chip. Who cares?
Yeah, like, whatever. Oh, when Kawhi was on Toronto, the world was at its peak. You know?
It was definitely a fun time for us. Not only for Josh, because Josh was still a Lakers fan. But
yeah, you know, Drake dropped. It was a good year. The city was bumping.
Well, that's going to do it. We're going to wrap the segment up now. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the NHL.
Josh, how old were you that year? 78? Surprised you remember. I think. Anyways.
We'll see you after these next few commercials.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box.
CKDJ's longest running show.
I'm Josh. That's Greg. That's Connor. And we're back.
Let's go.
Just unreal execution every time. This is great. Yeah, so this is the NHL segment. I know the boys had a tough time with this one maybe last week or 2 weeks ago. But, yeah.
We had a tough time getting through the whole show, not going to lie.
It was dead energy.
Did you just not do a show last 2 weeks ago?
No, we did.
Oh.
We did. It was just dead. Like, it was probably, like... It was
like 1 week. I won't come, and you'll do a show with just him.
No, I won't. No, I will not.
Connor's never doing it again. He needs the two of us.
I'm nothing.
Do you think you could pull it off by yourself? Yes or no?
No. Are you kidding me, buddy? Okay. No, I can't.
All right, so let's hop into the NHL. Quite a lot of things have happened. Season started now about almost a month ago now, and you know there's some teams that have not looked so good.
Leafs.
There's some teams that we've looked terrible.
Just throw it right in there.
I mean, I was building up to
Dagger.
It, but yeah.
No, we're hopping right in. Is Sheldon Keefe on the chopping block? Yes or no?
So I say yes. I don't necessarily think it's his fault. But you know what it is? This is the exact same way the Leafs were playing the year that Babcock got fired.
Yeah.
This is literally the exact same way. It's like deja vu. But
bring in Torts.
He's with the team already.
I know, but look at him. He's doing gross with the Flyers. How are they 5-2?
Yeah, and the Flyers are playing the Leafs on tomorrow.
If the Leafs brought in Torts, they'd blow up.
You know who I think they might bring in if they fire Sheldon Keefe? They might bring in Barry Trotz, so that should be interesting.
Ooh!
Yeah.
I like boring style of play.
Yeah.
But I like it.
I think that's what the Leafs need.
See, here's the thing, though. Like, it's not Sheldon Keefe's fault that we're not performing well, because it's really just the players. They're just not performing
Wait,
well.
Did Barry Trotz ever have any affiliation with the Sioux Greyhounds?
I don't know, but if he did, he already has the job.
He
did.
He has the job.
He actually has the job by now.
I was gonna say, like,
but
maybe Gretzky will come in. Gretzky will come in.
Maybe. I really think the Leafs need to just move on from. I really don't want to say this, but I think they just need to move on from Mitch Marner, because that guy just canters the locker room. He's really just. He can't take criticism. He's
okay.
He's kind of a baby, to be honest. He's like 25, and he still acts like he's like 17.
But
so.
if Mitch goes. Big Austin's gonna be upset.
Exactly,
gonna,
and then that's gonna be bad. So we're in a lose situation.
And here. He's gonna be playing in the mullet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but he can't grow a mullet. Or you mean like in there? Never mind. back into.
You know it's bad when you don't even think of the team. You think
of
the hair.
Because I know. Whatever. Moving on. So I think Sheldon Keefe's probably gonna get fired here in the next week or so. It's once again not really his fault. That's just how she goes. Going into the Central, Connor, we have to talk about this. Your Blackhawks have not looked terrible.
I'm actually cheesed. Because, like, what
yeah, now
are
you can't
we
tank
doing?
For Bedard. You
Our
tank
team
for Bedard.
Is booty.
Yeah.
Athanasiou is, like, the second coming of Christ. Like, why are you playing well? Like, we signed you for the third line. Play like it. We want Bedard.
Yeah.
If we don't get a top pick, we're actually screwed.
Don't get me wrong. You guys are still going to get a top 10 pick. This is just early season
okay,
stuff.
Okay, thank
this,
you.
You're not going to play like this the rest of the year.
Please,
no chance.
Thank you.
Yeah, like, I mean...
Like, why is Peter Mrazek playing better
than...
Has he
been playing good?
And yes.
Really?
Better than any of the Leafs goalies.
No, Samsonov has, like, a 9.23. Okay, let's relax here. Let's calm down. Samsonov's been really good.
I don't know. I actually get sad whenever I see we win a game. Like, we need to get Kane off this team. I don't want Kane to leave, but we need some picks.
I think he's going to get traded at the trade.
We need to get
line.
Seth Jones off this team.
Yeah, he makes like $10 million
he
a year.
He is too good of a defenseman to be on our team. Get him gone. Send him to the Sens. Let's get some draft picks back and some prospects.
So do you think Kane's going to get traded at the deadline? Because I think he is.
A good trade. Don't laugh at me.
Well, who do you want to trade Seth Jones for?
Just trade him to the Sens. Give us some picks.
For what?
Give us, like, you know, some rookies. You know, Pinto, maybe. He's looking good.
I don't think they're going to give him up, to be honest.
Seth Jones.
It's Seth Jones, but I don't know if they want to give up a young piece there. I mean, Seth Jones is like 30 and he makes $10 million.
Yeah, but he's Seth Jones. Their defense is
keep saying
is
Buddha.
Yeah, I know it's Seth Jones.
It changes the meaning every
buddy,
time.
Buddy, you put Seth him on Jones. He was gross on Columbus. Maybe one player that's ever looked good on Columbus other than Zach Werenski.
This is Patrick Laine.
Has he looked good?
Yeah.
I don't know. He shaved his hair. He's kind of
Johnny Goudreau.
Okay. Well, the old Blue Jackets.
Sergei Bobrovsky. He was good in the Blue Jackets.
I hate that guy. but yeah, Blackhawks, we need to start losing. Like, how are we above the Avalanche?
To be fair, you're on a 3-game losing streak, so
yes,
things are
let's
looking
go.
Up. Yeah,
let's
things are looking
go.
Up. Things are looking up for you.
Let's go. Get me Bedard. He's going to look so sick in a Hawks jersey.
You think so?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
I feel like your franchise type of franchise would trade away the first pick for the second to get, like, money consideration.
Don't even say it because it's probably going to happen. I mean, calling us, we're going to trade Patrick Kane for Jeff Skinner and Kyle Okpozo or something like that, bro.
I think you're going to trade Patrick Kane at the trade deadline.
Give us, like, Tage Thompson. He looks he looked gross the other day.
He has, like, 5 goals in his last 2 games.
Get him.
He had a hat trick, and then he had 2 goals.
Get him on the team.
And he's been really good this year. I don't know what's going
on
with him. He had a good year last year.
Here we go. This is the trade. Kane, Seth Jones, give us like Owen Power, Tage Thompson. Let's go.
That's all you want for Kane and Seth Jones?
Maybe like a couple. Well, I mean, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Dude, maybe like one more piece.
Tage Thompson's like 27.
I thought he was young.
I think he's that
young. Oh, hell no. Don't give us him. I thought he was young. I thought he was like a rookie.
Google it. No, he's not a rookie. No.
Oh, God. No, take him back. Take him back.
Get him out of the trade.
No. Delete. Remove asset. Oh, my gosh. Please. Forget I said anything, okay?
So do you think that they're going to trade Patrick Kane?
I hope not, because that's my child.
I think they kind of have
That's
to,
my
though.
Childhood hero, but he does have to go. Why are you laughing?
Nothing.
No, don't even. It was
nothing.
False accusation.
He lived a life.
False accusations. proved innocent. Thank you. Unlike
you've never proven anything.
Hush money.
Anyway, can we scroll down a bit? I want to see the West Coast
division. Let me see the LA Kings.
Okay, not bad.
Third? How about the Flames in fourth at him winning the cup?
Well, early in the season, dude, the Kings have also played four more games than them.
More games.
Oh, jeez.
The Flames look really good,
though.
They played 7 games or 5-2. They've been really good.
I really have to use these things called my eyes.
Yeah, you got to use those.
And your brain. Your brain's an important one, too.
Before I do.
Those two work together, so.
Yeah.
none of his work, though.
This is a new concept.
But yeah, teams that have looked really good are Vegas, Carolina, and Boston's been looked like a powerhouse, even though I think a lot of people thought, including myself, I thought they were going to decline a little bit this year. But no, they're back to where they were a few years ago.
You know what's funny, though, is that the Sens fans get proven wrong again.
Yeah, that's pretty funny to me.
They out here, they're like, yeah, we're winning the cup this year, and it's like, guys, you guys are still
To be fair, I have Sens squeaking a wild card. Squeaking.
You think they make the
playoffs? Who do they beat out of that division?
Squeak. The Red Wings.
Yeah.
The Canadiens.
Yeah.
The Panthers.
Not the Panthers. That's wild. Now we're getting into
okay,
sacrilegious territory.
They beat the Sabres.
I don't even think they beat the Sabres.
Sabres Sens is close.
I agree, it's close.
It was close last year.
I think they beat the Sabres. They beat the Canadiens.
I don't even know if they beat Montreal.
They beat the Red Wings.
I don't think Montreal's that bad.
Oh my God.
I really don't.
You are a Leafs fan.
Yeah.
You can't say that.
I can say whatever I want. I make the playoffs every year.
Sacrilegious.
I don't win, but I make it every year.
It's sacrilegious.
Do you, though? Like, first round exit, does that really count as making playoffs?
Yes.
I don't know.
We play literally a hard 7 games every single time. It's close every year.
And choke every year.
But it's close every year. Here's the difference.
Yeah, but that
close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, my friend.
Look, he's dropping knowledge. When'd you learn that? World
this
War
guy's
II?
Dropping the 87-year-old quotes on us. Yeah.
But he was in the trenches when he learned that one in Normandy. His friggin' staff sergeant told him that. Josh, rush the beach. He's like, I'm close. And then he dropped that on him. He's got that with him. Because he's like 85 years old.
Guys, comment on our page if Connor should get into stand-up.
We think he should.
Oh, my God.
I'll go see Connor every weekend if he was in stand-up.
I think I should do improv.
I'd go to Metcalf to
go,
see him.
Go, okay, here's what you need to do. You need to apply to do like a stand-up gig somewhere. Just go literally say, oh, yeah, I want to do it. Whenever any bar or anything has a stand-up night, just go do it, and then me and Josh will come.
But I could only do crowd work.
That's fine.
Like, that's the thing.
Be like Andrew Schultz.
I think you could do some skits.
I could probably, defo some skits. Oh.
I don't know. You have some weird stories. You could definitely get some stuff.
Well, I live in Metcalf, so I got exactly.
Something weird happens every day.
You can tell about the other day when you were milking your cow.
I'm gonna withhold the joke because we are. This is going on air. I am withholding the joke, but
I knew exactly what he was thinking when you said that.
Yep.
Okay.
It's trying to diss Denise again.
Well, back
try
to
it,
the NHL.
Try it.
Try what?
Trying to diss Denise again.
Denise, if you're listening to this, I love you. Okay.
Denise is a great woman.
I know.
Very nice.
Oh, I know she's a great woman.
She's kind of intimidating. Oh, God, besides that, she's nice.
Mm-mm, she's not intimidating. She's, you know, all bark, no bite, if you know what I mean.
I think it's the complete opposite.
Damn, you're saying that to Denise?
Yeah, Denise is my dog.
Is she?
Yeah, bro.
I remember what his dog's name is.
Anyways, sorry. Let's talk about Josh's mom.
Shout out Denise.
Shout out Denise, though. I do love you. But your dad won't get jealous, really?
My dad would also bust you. Bust you right up.
Honestly, probably. If he's from Newfoundland. Man.
It's not probably. It's
no,
definitely.
he's from Florida.
Oh!
Yeah.
He's probably gonna...
Born in Ottawa, raised in Florida.
Raised in Florida?
Yeah. He lived in Florida for a few
years. I gotta shut my mouth now. He's gonna like pull a shank out of his head or his dreadlock or something.
His dreadlock?
He's from Florida. You probably have a freaking...
One of the island boys? Like,
you probably have a poster of an alligator in your house somewhere or something.
Nope.
I doubt it. Holy crap.
Oh my God. Right, back to the NHL.
Yeah, back to the NHL.
You do look like the island boys, though.
Me?
I can see the resemblance.
Josh?
Yeah.
Bro.
Connor.
like an island boy. What's the heck?
I'm capping. Thank you.
Little tall, skinny man.
That was the compliment, I don't think.
Anyways, let us know. Are the island boys, is that a compliment? Yes or no?
Definitely not, no.
Let us know down in the, is there like a webpage they can like leave comments on?
For what? Instagram?
Instagram. Let us know on the Instagram,
we
the Twitter.
Post on Instagram, say, does Connor look like an island boy?
Yes, oh, sure. Look out for the press box ad coming out soon. That's going to be a banger. But
maybe I just won't post it and he'll get a zero on the assignment. I kind of control his fate at this point.
That would be dirty.
I have to post all the social media.
Actually, can I just say one thing? Who has the best reverse retro?
Well, that's a good question. Actually,
I really like the Coyotes one, and there was another team. Someone, that I really liked.
I've had this chat with someone else in the program, and they said Florida. They are just dead wrong. Florida's reverse retro is trash. These are just look up 20 what years.
Oh, I like the Penguins.
The Penguins is nice. The Bruins is nice.
Anaheim has a sick one.
No, Anaheim does the same crap every year.
Still sick.
How is there not a picture of all of them? What are you Googling?
The Sens actually isn't bad.
This Montreal one looks terrible. I don't know about you guys. Like,
yeah, it's trash. Chicago's, I wanted to like take spoons and just shoved it in my eye socket.
Oh, I really like
this one and rip Detroit's it out. Look the exact same almost.
Florida's isn't bad, and Tampa's is cool. I like
How is there not a photo of all of them?
I don't know.
Dude, I literally found it as soon as I searched it up. I just searched up reverse retro
what did you
and
look
it showed up.
Put NHL. Put NHL.
No, you don't
what
need to.
What else would reverse retro be?
Dude, literally the first link, NHL.com.
Oh, my God.
No, Greg. Back. Scroll down. After the news.
Your brain and your eyes work together.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, my bad.
There we go. Oh, there we go. Canucks is sick.
I like
Kings is
Caps
sick.
Caps is cool, too. The OGs.
Capitals is my
Caps
favorite.
Always have nice ones.
Capitals
OGs.
Is my favorite.
I like the Kings one, low-key. I like the Kings one, low-key.
Yeah,
it's kind of sick.
You'd look good in that.
Me? Thank you. I think that's the first nice thing you've ever said to me.
Which one is this?
That's the Oilers.
What do you mean, which one is that?
I don't know what it is.
It's the Comet.
I also like the...
Greg is getting
Who's on the right of the Stars? Who's on the right of the Stars?
The right of the Stars?
Yeah.
That's the Canucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one too. That one was cool.
You like that one?
Yeah, it was cool.
Sick.
They brought back...
Johnny Canuck.
Yeah, they brought Johnny Canuck.
That's my favorite restaurant name.
I don't like it.
Shout out Johnny Canucks.
Wait, you guys like the Seattle one?
No free promo. No, it's trash.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
The Sharks one is absolutely... Dog.
Pittsburgh just kind of looks like the regular jersey, but with different logo.
No, Pittsburgh's
is
Vegas.
Crisp,
Nashville's and St. Louis's. Look at this, boys.
I'm going to have to cop one of these.
The Kings one's nice.
Buffalo's cool.
These are?
actually. I don't care. You probably got the.
I'm making the big bucks soon, buddy.
It's kind of generic.
You get me one as well, actually, if you're copping.
I don't like the Coyotes one.
I'll get you a Cooper Rush jersey. That's what I'll get.
No,
you.
Landry Shamet. Give me Landry Shamet.
No,
wait, scroll down. I'll
buy you a Landry Shamet jersey. The next day, he'll get traded.
Buffalo's 100%. Buffalo's is good, but it should have just been black and white. Yeah, black. They fumbled.
Florida's not bad.
No.
Florida's is trash. I like Florida. It's kind of cool.
It's trash. It's a palm tree and a hockey
I don't
stick.
Mind it.
Do you know why it's a palm? Do you know why it's a palm tree in the hockey stick?
There's palm trees in Florida, and they play hockey.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
Pretty much, yeah.
Get upset.
Do you like the Sharks one?
No.
I like the colors, but
it's so trash.
I like the colors, but I don't like the font.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's where I'm at.
That's all we have here. Okay, unfortunate. All right, well, I mean, that's the end of the segment anyway.
Well, that's the end of this segment. What's next?
MMA. We have a big card to talk about. We'll talk about how much money you made.
Let's talk about my predictions, how they all came true.
All two of them. How much money did you make?
We'll talk about it next segment.
I don't know if I can. Yeah.
All right.
We'll talk about it next segment.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next segment.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to The Press Box.
CKDJ's longest running show.
I'm Josh. That's Greg.
Oh.
Damn.
Connor's been mean to me all night, so I'm just...
Connor's been firing off shots at Josh for now. Josh is just catching a bunch of strays today.
You know what?
That's unacceptable.
Last week, after your exams, we'll host a boxing match. We'll do it live.
Next week? Instagram. Next week is exams?
No, when his exams, like the week after his exams, we'll do the boxing match live.
Good. I'll get in touch with my trainer.
Who's your trainer?
His cow? Maybe his donkey, actually.
Don't make fun of my ass.
That's where I draw
the line. Have you ever seen Shrek?
Right.
Have you ever seen Shrek? The donkey's the best character. Because in the morning he makes waffles.
No, Puss in Boots is the best.
Puss in Boots?
Yeah, bro.
Are you mad?
What do you mean?
Puss in Boots is not the best
character. Anyways, that's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about MMA.
No. We're not going to let this just... Puss in Boots.
Going
Puss...
off the
that's what right I call now. You when I see you. You're a Puss in Boots. Anyways.
Oh, so funny. Ha ha.
What does that even mean?
Ha ha.
You know what it means.
It wasn't even a good
ha,
joke.
Ha 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 ha. That's so good, bro.
Connor, you've had better
Jesus,
jokes.
I'm going to kick you off the show.
That was not a great one.
Couldn't even kick me 5 yards.
I mean,
dude, I could throw you 100. Anyways. UFC.
UFC.
280.
280. Sorry. Oh, were you talking?
Oh, you're so
Connor,
funny.
Connor, shut up. Josh, talk.
Sorry. God damn, man. UFC 280.
You just said my name.
Happened 2 weeks ago. We had someone on the show bet, and we can't say who it is because he's not supposed to. He's breaking laws over here.
It was me.
Anyways, card happened.
Yep.
We'll talk about the three main fights because those are the big ones. Sean O'Malley, Piotr Jan. Boys, you watched it.
Yeah.
I watched it.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about it?
Well, okay. Let's start with the Sugar fight.
Look at what I just said.
I know. I'm just sorry. I'll stop making
Should
mad.
I go first?
Round one.
Okay.
Even. I'd say. Give or take. Could go either way. Round two. Jan masterclass. Beat him.
Yeah.
Round three. O'Malley came in with the strikes. So I'll give him round three. Jan round two. Round one up for debate.
Yeah, that's the one in question.
Yeah. So I don't know which way I swing.
I had Piotr in round one.
So did I.
But at the same time, obviously the judges wanted to keep the storyline nice for Sean.
Yeah.
Getting him up to the title contention. And that seems what he's getting next against Aljo.
Yeah.
Which
it's going to be. So what I basically what I had, I'm trying to think back because it was like 2 weeks ago now. But round one definitely was close. I gave that to Piotr as well. Round two is Piotr, and then I'm not gonna lie, I really think you can make an argument to give all three to him. It was they were all close, except for the second, but first and third, both close. I think you could give all three to Piotr, to be honest. Like honestly, besides like let's say O'Malley doesn't make Jan bleed, with that one left hook that he landed. He landed more shots, but like with that left hook that he landed, that made him bleed. If he doesn't bleed, I don't think anybody gives him that round. Honestly,
I think people just made a too big of a robbery reaction. Like as soon as it ended, everyone was like, "Oh,
I definitely
he got
don't
robbed.
Think it was a robbery.
He got
I
robbed.
Think it was too close.
It was
to be
close.
Robbery. That's
was,
what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
Robbery. When I saw stuff like that online, I was like, "Yeah, I don't think so." Because what I define as a robbery is if somebody's dominating the fight and then the decision goes the other way.
Yeah.
If it's a close fight, it can't be a robbery. It's just like it's at that point, it's just a matter of opinion. Which, to be honest, I think it's kind of crazy how just in combat sports in general, how three judges always seem to never see the same fight. They all see it differently, which that's just how it is in general. But I feel like if you're watching one thing and you're that close, you should all have a decision come together and be like, yeah, this is what we think. Like, it's not. I just don't know how people can see two different people can see a fight a certain way and then the other guy can see it a different way. I don't know. That's just me though.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what you value more. Takedowns, exactly, yeah. Landed.
Well,
you know?
No, that's the thing, is there's a little rule set to tell you what you have to take into account every time you're judging a fight.
Yeah.
So like, I thought Piotr won because he did more damage in the first and he had a lot of control time. Round two was all Peter.
Yeah.
And then three, I thought it was all O'Malley because he just landed more shots. Like, he landed way more shots that would seem damaging towards Peter. And yeah, I had it 2-1 going Piotr, but I'm not really mad about it because it's always nice having fresh blood in that division.
I mean, everyone was surprised Sean did so well. Been backing him since.
No, but that was his biggest test. Was,
yeah, he definitely proved he can hang with the big boys. That's,
especially
that's that.
Probably the best guy in that division still, in my opinion. I think Piotr's still the best guy.
I agree.
Even though he's on like a 3-fight losing skid now, I don't really count.
And he was
like,
threatening. He wants to leave the UFC now.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Which I understand.
Go get the bag, yeah, bro.
But he wants to go where?
He wants to leave the UFC because he's just like fed up. With, like, because I mean, he's obviously annoyed at the decision.
Oh,
well, he's not going to get him the back. Now he's screwed because he's 0-2 against the champ. So he has to wait for someone to beat him. Yeah. And it doesn't look like anyone's really going to be able to beat Aljo at this point because it's just a bunch of strikers coming up.
And that fight made me so depressed. Like,
the next one, Aljo Dillashaw.
Like,
Dillashaw really screwed the division, to be honest.
Yeah. But at least he apologized for it.
Yeah, but just disclose your injury, bro.
Screw him.
But at the same time,
he should have told people that, yeah, my whole camp, my elbows or my shoulder's been popping out of its socket. Like,
yeah, but he also did it because he just wanted the bag.
Well,
yeah,
obviously.
He doesn't fight, he doesn't get paid, right? So it's like, he just wanted to get big money.
If you're that deep into camp, you're like, you might as well just go.
But it didn't seem like he was that deep in camp. He said it was like early in his camp.
He said it was early?
Like all throughout his camp.
Yeah, but he like tore his rotator cuff. Like, he, like early in the camp, and he just said, screw it. Like, I'll just fight through it.
But I have to give credit to that man. Aljo was beating that man's
face. This is one thing I don't like, because people are going to start, like, I know a lot of people don't like Aljo, rightfully so. Like, he's been kind of annoying ever since he won the belt, undeservingly, the first
he's
time.
He's been kind of annoying.
I still like Aljo because I think he backs up what he does.
No,
obviously.
I don't like what he did, what was it, Monday on social media?
Oh, yeah, when he said he's not going to fight until, like,
once a year. Aljo, newsflash. Charles fought 3 times in a year span. Usman fought 3 times in 9 months.
Yeah.
Izzy fought 3 times in a year. And who was the other champ I'm thinking of? I can't remember the other guy. 145. Volk fought 3 times in a year. So all champs fight plenty.
Yeah.
Because they all get massive paydays. And you're just like, I'm going to fight once a year.
Yeah, so
stupid.
That I also disagree with that. Like, I mean, dude, come on. Like, you have all these champions that, if you're a champion, you have to fight more actively than you should before, because people want to see they want to see title fights, they want to see the belt being defended,
surely Dana stuff like there's that. Something in the contract that Dana can pull out and say you have to.
He can't do anything. He can do interim title fights,
but
those are useless.
Yeah,
they're so useless for the division.
So like, but back where I was going with the thing with Aljo, the thing I don't like about this is with the whole shoulder thing with TJ. Is people are going to start discrediting Aljo again just because they're like, oh, well, he was injured. He couldn't really do anything. I'm like, I mean, even if he doesn't get injured, Aljo still wipes the floor.
I still think he wins
either
that
way,
fight.
In my opinion. So that really doesn't mean anything. But people are just going to keep discrediting him now because they don't like him for the knee thing. And now they're going to be like, oh, well, he wouldn't have won if blah, blah, his shoulder wasn't messed up. So I don't know. That's just what I don't like. Like, I'm not a huge fan of Aljo either, to be honest, because he's annoying. So, but yeah, that's my opinion on that. That's just me.
No, I fully agree.
Yeah.
And then that brings us to the main event.
Good
Islam.
Good event.
Charles Oliveira.
Got me fired up.
That was a shocking result.
I can't believe he made him tap. That's the thing.
I was my jaw was on the floor.
Yes.
Like, what just happened?
But I feel like Charles tapped like really early.
Because he knew he wasn't getting out.
Yeah, because he
knew he
wasn't
getting out.
Which the thing is, it's like when it happened, it's like, yeah, Islam knocks Charles down. I was like, I don't think anybody was really worried about it. I was like, oh, that happens all the time. Like, Charles always gets knocked down.
Yeah.
And then when I saw him on his back, I was like, oh, Charles knows how to fight off his back. It's fine.
He's like,
and then
kick him
and
in
then
the
I
face.
Just see Islam jump on him, and then he puts him like, what was it called?
But he didn't go into his guard. He went into side control, and then right away. So I was like, nothing Charles
and
could
it
do.
And like, I was like, whoa, this is like, you could just tell when he jumped on him, Islam was just next level. Like, he did not make any mistakes anybody else made. It was like, yeah, this guy's definitely the clear in a way. Obviously, I think we need a rematch, but. You know,
that rematch is going to be nice.
Yeah.
What I love about Charles, he's just how respectful he is.
Yeah, he's just so respectful. He's like, yeah, I lost, whatever. Like, well,
I'll be back. He said, Dana, give me this fight again.
Yeah, he wants another fight in January.
But credit.
Because Volk and Islam are going to fight next year, apparently in Australia.
Because it's Rio. It's Brazil in January, right?
Yeah, he wants to fight on that card. And then I think the following month it's in Australia. Going to Sydney.
No, they said, well, isn't Volk from New Zealand?
Yeah, but he fights in like New Zealand and Australia are like sister countries.
I thought they said they were going to bring him in.
No, they're not fighting in New Zealand. There's no chance. Yeah, okay, they're still locked down because of COVID. Volk hasn't been back home in like a year.
Anyways, I don't know if you want to jump to that, but Volk Islam, what are we saying?
I think Islam washes him.
Yes, he's going to whip him.
Think so?
He washes him, bro. He's just going to... Islam cuts a lot of weight to make 155.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
He's huge.
Right now, after seeing that Oliveira fight, I say Islam wipes the floor with Volk. But that's just right now. Maybe I
don't think he wipes the floor.
Not wipes the floor, but I think it's an easy win. I think it's an easy win.
I just think Volk is just like the way he strikes and just like his whole game in general. He's like the most all around UFC fighter in the world.
No, for sure. But dude, Chad Mendes ragdolled him.
Well, yeah, fair.
Islam's literally going to throw him over the octagon.
Yeah. I don't know.
I love Volk. He's my favorite champ right now.
Volk
but
is, sick.
It's going to be tough for him. And then just one quick fight I want to mention before we go into the Paul and Anderson. That same night, Calvin Kattar of the Paul Anderson card, Calvin Kattar and Arnold Allen fought. And another number one contender fight where a guy tears his ACL in a freak accident. Same thing as Tom Aspinall.
Yeah.
He just took a step. ACL
step
popped.
Back again. Yeah. He just took a step back and he was done. Because I didn't watch this, I don't know.
He checked the kick. So he checked his front, with his front leg, and his right leg popped.
He took a step back after he checked the kick.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And his whole leg, his knee just blew out. So Calvin Kattar, he's also in a tough spot. You know, he also got beat up really bad by Holloway a few years ago.
Yeah. Thoughts and prayers.
Yo, facts. New England cartel is not looking good. So then that brings us to Paul and Anderson.
I just want to say, Le'Veon Bell held his own. He was on that undercard.
I agree.
He didn't do too bad, bro.
He didn't look bad at all.
I saw clips of it. I
was impressed.
He did not do too
bad. Hall too. I was like,
he did not do too bad. But I didn't watch this fight.
You didn't watch the Paul fight?
No.
Really?
Why would I waste my time with that?
It was a good fight.
I did see some evidence that it might be rigged.
I think someone edited it because when you see it in real time, he definitely got wrong.
This has happened with every Jake Paul fight. I don't like Jake Paul as much as the next person. It's not rigged. The guy has just, you know, he's taking
his good rounds. I rate him.
I'm going to say it. Like, he's actually, like, he's good. I'm not going to lie. Like, I used to say he sucks.
But
I said going into this, I was like, I don't think he can outbox Anderson Silva, and he outboxed Anderson Silva. So.
But it's relative. I wanted to see him fight a boxer.
This is what I'm saying.
Me too. But like,
I think he's Anderson good, Silva. But I don't, I'm not confident. Like, I'm not confident he's good. I think he's good, but he hasn't fought a boxer.
No, I agree.
Get Rockman or Fury. Like, why are you backing out?
Go fight a guy who's a journeyman at this point. I don't care. Fight a guy that actually has been boxing.
Yeah.
15, 20 pro fights. Go fight him. And then I'll give you your props.
Yeah, but boxing fell off.
You beat up a 47-year-old Silva. You beat up a 40-year-old Tyron Woodley. You beat up a 40-year-old hip-replaced Ben Askren. And then Nate Robinson.
Yeah.
And then you almost lost again.
Don't forget about Deji.
Oh, yeah. And he beat Deji.
That guy's fighting Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
Still crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't know how that's happening.
But like, dude, I think we just have to give him some credit. Like,
no, for sure. There's
like
definitely
Silva,
credit there.
Like, I think people also forget. Like, I know Anderson Silva is 47 years old. Like, he doesn't have the power he used to have. He doesn't really have the chin he used to have either. He's 3-1 as a boxer. Like, he continued boxing after he finished UFC, and he won. He beat who did he beat?
He was a former champ.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to remember his name.
He was
Julio
also like
Cesar Chavez Jr. He beat.
Yeah.
Who?
He was a world champion.
Cesar
Chavez Jr.
But I actually saw Jake call out Canelo.
Yeah, that's a terrible matchup.
Yeah, I don't know. He needs to stop with that.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
Jake hasn't fought a guy who's just going to fight behind a jab for 12 rounds, and Canelo will make it 12 rounds and fight behind a jab for the whole time.
Jake's only fought an 8-round
fight.
There's
no way he's getting Canelo.
If I'm Canelo, I would take it. That's a freaking payday.
Canelo would never fight him, though.
Yeah,
that's
embarrassing.
For Canelo.
It's not
embarrassing at all.
Because he's just stooping down to his level. He would never do it.
Yeah. What about Triple G? What about Triple G?
Beat him up.
What about Triple G?
He would never fight him either. I mean, different weight class, too.
But yeah, no.
Paul's a big guy, man. He was like 210, like walking around.
Valid.
Yeah.
What about Tank?
He was like 150 pounds.
Tank is like, what, 4'6"?
Yeah, he's a small guy. I want to see who's next. So I saw GSP got released by his UFC contract.
Yeah.
So he's looking for coming back to combat sports. Dude, I feel like he's going to be the guy to take.
Wait, GSP was still in his UFC contract?
Yeah.
You think
they kept trying to get him out.
Speaking about champions that would never fight. DSP would never fight, bro.
No, he fought like he had a few title rounds where he fought quite a bit, but back then it was so much different. Yes. The UFC was just not as skilled, so there's no one for him to fight.
I want McGregor to come back. He looks built.
He's in the USADA pool. I know that. I wonder who, because Henry Cejudo's coming back, so I wonder who he's gonna fight.
Jake Paul.
No, he's gonna fight either Aljo or O'Malley, I think.
I think O'Malley still needs another fight before he fights for the title.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Well, I would think is you do Sandhagen Cheeto for number one contender.
Yeah.
And winner fights Aljo, and then Sean gets...
Whoever loses?
Either whoever loses. I wouldn't mind seeing a Cheeto rematch, because I honestly think Sandhagen wipes the floor with Cheeto. But, yeah, it'll be interesting.
But how much do we have left?
No, we're about to fail, so we're going to wrap it up. But if you have...
Do you want to look forward to the next card, or we're still wait November?
Yeah, we have a card in like 2 or 3 weeks. Izzy Pereira, and then there's Whaley a good one. And Carla and
Chandler
and Poirier.
That's gonna be a good fight.
It's gonna be a good fight.
Yeah, it's gonna be nice.
Poirier's gonna maul him, but it's fine.
Yeah. Well, that's gonna do it for this episode of the Press Box. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week. We'll recap everything that's going on with everything in the sports world as per usual. Thank you for joining us.
Me and Connor will sign the contracts live on there.
Yeah, yep. maybe we'll go on Instagram live on the Press Box and we'll record it. We'll see what happens.
Punch his face in.
All right. Save the threats for a different time. But that's it for this episode of the Press Box. See you next week. Anything else to say, fellas?
Thanks for listening. Look out for the Press Box ad.
Yeah, we got to do that now.
Get that going.
We'll be out soon.
All right.
See you next week.
Anyways, take care, boys.